Well, the thing that people don't know about the history of Mary Magdalene is Christ died in the year 33, and the Christians were persecuted in Jerusalem and imprisoned, a lot of them. And Mary Magdalene, her sister was Martha, and her brother was Lazarus. Lazarus, the one raised from the dead. And so they were all imprisoned, and then the Jews, they wanted to execute them, but they were afraid there'd be a big uprising. So they put them on a boat and didn't give them any oars or supplies, and they just pushed it out in the water, thinking they're going to drown. And the boat drifted over to the south of France. So when they got out in the south of France, they saw that a lot of people were worshiping idols. And so Mary Magdalene just began to go up to people and talk and preach. And she was this beautiful woman who spoke so nicely. And she and her brother and her sister and the rest of them on the boat just converted the south of France. And there's a lot of evidence of it all over the south of France, of their presence there. And she ended up retreating to this mountain cave and spent the last 30 years of her life in this cave called Saint Baume. This is the cave where I went to. And people don't know that she went to France. People don't know that she lived in a cave. And it's just really an interesting thing to find out about. So I have written a book. I don't know if you saw the book. It's called A Love Devout, The True Untold Story of Mary Magdalene. They have one up there. Okay. But anyway, that has the whole background of the story about Mary Magdalene, but also the story about the fact that when I grew up, I thought that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. And most people I knew did. And it turns out that that gospel of the prostitute, or the woman that everyone wanted to stone, and Jesus said, whoever hasn't sinned can throw the first stone, and everybody walked away. Well, that gospel didn't have a name of a person. And so it wasn't Mary Magdalene. And the church, for all the years since, has on her feast day, July 22nd, they've read that gospel of the woman that was being stoned. And so they've reinforced with everyone that she was this woman, this prostitute. But in 1969, Vatican II reexamined the lives of all the saints, and they realized there's nothing in the text of the gospel that has anything to do with her name. And so they changed the gospel they read on her feast day to the gospel of the resurrection. So that's the way that, you know, we're finding out slowly that she really was so important. She was the first one to see Jesus. She was told to tell the others. I mean, that's like an incredible role she had. And how is she so put down having a role like that? So I want to help correct her image.